Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This movie that's out, it's called Last Ounce of Courage, and it comes from a quote from 1964 quote from President Ronald Reagan. I guess then, he was speaking on behalf of GE, I think, and he was going to run for governor later on. But I loved what he said. I've been trying to find the quote, and if you have the quote, you can send it to us, go to VFNTV.com and send it to us. Mm-hmm. But the boils down to this, that even if it is over, mm-hmm. let it be said of us in the history books that we fought for what was right. Let our children look back and...
Wow, that's huge.
And fought for what is right. And...
If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall to anything, and it's time. All of this is happening, and they're considering releasing the blind sheik. All the while, Israel, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has taken to the airwaves to talk to the American people to try to get encouragement to get the President of the United States to put a red line against Iran, and finally, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, finally says, listen, we cannot outsource the defense of Israel to another country. We cannot depend on another country to protect it. When you're facing, he's charged with the responsibility of protecting
similar
the nation.
Similar to what the church is actually doing to the government in America. The church is there choosing to outsource everything that's going on. Yeah, and that's, that's in the last ounce of strength. I had to catch my breath there. It's something. Choking, I guess, or coughing, but the last ounce of it's called the last ounce of courage. You got to see it as long as it lasts. But the it's something that today's culture, if somebody says, you mean there's a probability I might lose? I mean, nobody wants to vote for a candidate that they feel like, for example, might lose an election, even though mm-hmm. the one they're voting for is for Jesus. They wouldn't vote for Jesus if they thought he was going to be nailed to a cross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's about the mentality. Right. When you know that Jesus is right, there's many people in the church that would say, but isn't Jesus going to be nailed to a cross? Isn't he going to lose the election?
Right.
And they weren't supporting any particular candidate. And they were just saying, like, really? Are you mm-hmm. serious? By the way, he doesn't lose. It just looks like it. He wins. Mm-hmm. He wins. Right. And he will be the leader of all. And so, in that I love the message of this movie, and it's a quote saying, listen, let it be said of us, Ronald Reagan said, let it be said of us, because they're facing the same times we're facing now, that in the history books, that we did not sit back and do nothing, that we even fought with our last ounce of courage for what was right. Even though if we lose it, let it be said of us that we fought. And that's, that's what launched VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, is that on behalf of the kingdom of God, and the church, we're fighting for you, the church. That's mm-hmm. our same sentiment that we have in our hearts towards what we're doing, because we believe that if God's people, if we humble ourselves, truly do it, and mm-hmm. and turn back to God's way of doing things, and just let go, despite what the world does, it doesn't matter what they do.
Wow.
There's hope. Understand this too, that despite what happens to any nation, earthly nation, kingdoms mm-hmm. rise, kingdoms fall, God's kingdom is forever, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of God's kingdom.
Right.
And, but it's worth, the church is worth fighting for. Now, I'm not talking about what the church has turned, identifies itself with in America. I'm talking right. about the woman, I'm talking about the 55-year-old woman who is a single widow who is desperately needing a hug and loves Jesus, and she reads her Bible, and they're just caught up in their programs, they don't even know she exists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm talking about
right.
her. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the teenage boy that's going through all this dilemma in his life, and everybody's so caught up in their work in the church organization that all he needs, because he doesn't have a father, is somebody to put their arm around him and begin to speak into his life, and he would listen. At least it would be something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about people. I'm talking about the church. The people mm-hmm. you're worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
No brick, no mortar, no house, no shopping center, you know, no organizations worth fighting for, but you as a human being, God loves you and God has a plan for your life and you're worth fighting for.
That's right.
And so that's what we're doing. And I saw this movie. I'm thinking like, oh my goodness, because our soldiers, this man has a son that he sends to war and his son doesn't come back. And a lot of our soldiers, actually 1.3 million people have died for our freedom that we have in America. And what are we doing with that freedom that they died to give us? Are we just sitting back and doing nothing? Because in America, we have the freedom to express ourselves. You know, we're not, it's not a theocracy like Iran's a theocracy and they're, you know, they want to run it the way they want to run it through the Ayatollah. But America's not like that. America says, hey, as long as your freedom doesn't break my leg or rob from me, I mean, if you don't want to worship God, you don't have to worship God. If you want to call that, you know, whatever thing God, you can call it God and worship it.
Right.
You know, but I can worship God too, and I can worship Jesus Christ as God.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do whatever how I want to do it, and the government still make no laws concerning that whole thing. And it's like, that's a freedom that they died. 1.3 million men and women died to give us that right, that freedom to be able to do that and take down manger scenes. You have a freedom to be able to put a manger scene up and to celebrate Jesus' birthday. It's a national holiday. 150 years ago, it was put down as a federal national holiday for to celebrate Christmas or a non-religious holiday for you. But either way, it's both. So it's written in the laws that we can celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we got to stand up. I mean, even if the last thing we do before a people goes into captivity, if that is the destiny, we don't want to not be standing up for Jesus and standing up for what's right. At the same time, we want to be standing up for him in our heart.
Right. That's right.
You know, and listen to this. Listen to this trailer right here. You need to go see it before it's not in the theaters anymore. But we'll make this available on the Torch for you today. Listen up.
You are breaking the law.
Show me the law.
Well, then you are violating the Constitution.
That is a lie, and you know it.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. I'm here with my best friend, Marshall Teague, promoting his movie, Last Ounce of Courage. This is a film that everybody needs to see.
He gave his life for his country. What did my dad die for, Bob?
That's what happens in war.
No, I mean, why'd he die? He gave his life for his country. So, what are we doing? What are you doing?
I lost a brother in Vietnam. So, you know, so I could feel the pain that Marshall was going through in this film.
I had become so bitter and blind to what was going on around me, I asked God to forgive me. I kept thinking about my son.
From the first second that I read the script, I mean, I knew. You know, I knew right then it was something special. It wasn't like anything I had read before. It wasn't just a script. It had a script with a meaning in it. Not only a meaning, but something that I personally believe in.
What did you say to him?
I told him to come home. And I told him to defend our freedoms with his last ounce of courage.
Action. Bob Revere is a man and a soldier that believes in his country deeply, but due to a traumatic experience in his life, took a step back inside himself.
I've been sitting around here watching it disappear just like everybody else. Not even what makes me any different than the next guy that just sits around and does nothing.
His grandson basically lit a fire under him to bring back the patriot that he always was.
Our freedoms are being taken away from us one by one. Well, that's how we're taking them back, one at a time.
Okay, all extras back to first positions, please.
This is the only movie in my life that I've ever promoted that I'm not in. This film does mean a lot to me of how incredible it is.
Mayor Revere has taken the law into his own hands to promote his own religion.
I take offense to your politically motivated actions, and I'm here to protect my rights as an American citizen.
themes of the film themselves are pretty straightforward. I mean, it is freedom. When you think of freedoms, it is all our freedoms that we as a nation enjoy every single day. I mean, we enjoy the freedom of speech, for instance, the freedom of religion.
There's a scene where Marshall is up on top of a building giving a talk. It was so riveting. And most of it was ad-libbing. He ad-libbed a lot of the speech, and which he told me later, and I thought, my gosh.
My fight is about freedom and taking back what has been stolen from us. We are losing freedoms, one by one, that our forefathers, our brothers in arms, and my son died for. It is time we stood up for what they died for what we believe in. We can't be silent anymore. The silence has to stop, and it has to stop today. We fight for freedom.
I just want to encourage everyone that's listening to me right now to go see this movie, because you will not be disappointed.
This is freedom. This is freedom. This is freedom. This is freedom.
If everybody asks a question of themselves, what can I do, instead of just sit here, then the movie's accomplished what it went out to accomplish.
This is freedom.
This movie was awesome. This movie, you've got to see it. It just puts everything into perspective. It puts everything into perspective, and it is, you know, as I was talking about earlier, when they were, I had the opportunity and the privilege to be there with Kevin's father's funeral, who was a prisoner of war in Korea, and how they honored him. You know, we lost four soldiers in Afghanistan Sunday. 51 has been shot by people we're trying to help. We just lost our ambassador and two Marines and a civilian in Libya and with the embassy there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are we dying for?
Right.
And it's for freedom's sake. It's for the Constitution. The very thing that we're seeing people apologize for is like, that's the very thing that we're dying for. Don't cause their death to be in vain. Understand that these men and women believed in the United States of America and the Constitution, and many of them believed in God and country, and they went on behalf to lay down their life. And this movie puts things such perspective. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you. I'm just not going to tell you all the details. You got to see it.
Don't. All right.
I ain't going to tell you the details of it, but it's just, there was not a dry eye in the place, and everybody, you know, realized, oh, my goodness. You know, and it's like, and you know, that's our cry. It's like, why is the church so silent? Why are you so quiet? Let me tell you, I know why you're quiet. You're quiet because your hope is in a man. Your hope is in a candidate. You think if you get the right candidate in, if you get the right, you know, political party in, that there's salvation for a country that God gave us. And the truth is, there's no salvation in a man, any other man than Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's who is the God, or was the God of America, and once again can be the God of America.
Mm-hmm.
Even though our president said we're no longer a Christ-following nation, we're no longer a Christian nation.
Right.
You know, it's not like he's lying about it. It's the very fact that the church quit following Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But if we'll start following Christ, if we start following Christ again and being his disciple, Jesus said, those who follow my teachings are really my disciples. Then there's a chance. There's a chance that God would hear from heaven and heal our land. I mean, there were strategic moments for Nineveh when Jonah's talking to them. I mean, God gave him, I think, an extra day or two because he needed time to get through this large city. But there was a strategy because it was time. The cup was full for Nineveh. Mm-hmm. The cup was full, and it was time for the city to go through turmoil. But God loved the city. He loved the people in the city, so reluctantly, Jonah goes after being, you know, a great time of running away from God and hiding in, you know, on a ship and being in the belly of the well. And finally, he reluctantly, because he had an attitude towards the Ninevites. But God didn't have an attitude. Let me tell you something. God says God's attitude towards you. He loves you. But understand that when the cup is full for a nation, that it will be dealt with. Mm-hmm. And that the only way to turn that is for us to turn back to him. And it's a jealous love. You can die in a jealous love because a brokenhearted lover who loves you and God deeply loves you with all this offense and sin rising before him again and more and more and more and more and more. At some point, he's going to rock this earth to demonstrate his love for us. And in that shaking, quaking, and rocking and splitting and economies moving and all this kind of stuff, that many will lose their lives.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's over for you at that point. I mean, if you didn't know him, you're not going to get out of hell free card. I mean, it's not going to happen.
That's right.
And you need to know now because it looks like it's inevitable because Joseph told Pharaoh that because God gave you the dream twice, you know, it's definitely going to happen. Well, God has been saying hundreds of times that this is coming. And one thing I want to talk about, and we've talked about this, is God's news behind the news perspective about Guy Fawkes, a mask, is this is what the Lord's shown us. Because you're seeing, like, you're seeing pulses, like, where there's not a time of seeing the mask, and then you're seeing a time to see in the mask. Okay, let's don't talk about the mask. What does it represent? We're seeing uprisings of rebellion against government, and then you're seeing it kind of die down a little bit. And then you're seeing it rise up again. And then you're seeing it die down again. Well, God already told us about this. He said, this is exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be one time when they take on the spirit of rebellion and there's no turning back. And it's a short period of time. Obviously, it's a very short period of time away. And I would say it'd probably be on this side of the election. That's what I would think of coming up with whoever America's going to choose for their leader. I don't think we're going to get that far before this is going to happen because some of the world strategists who are not concerned about the 5.2% of the population, which is America's size of the population of the world. They're looking more at world control and world dominance, that the way they flip nations, they do it right before elections. They crash an economy. They make it put doubt in an election. They do all these different little, you know, checkpoints that you can go back and study how they did it. George Soros is one of those people out there doing that. And I believe that I believe that several people that were once in our leadership of our country is part of it as well. I believe that the green laws and the economy's global warming and all that, the purpose of that is to create a infrastructure, an international infrastructure that eventually allows the world to be controlled. But it's something, you know, minute. It seems like, oh, it's a good thing, you know, it's a good thing. And that's how they do it. Yeah. They do that today when they talk about, you know, how to tax Americans. There was a law was passed, and I forget about the law. I can't tell you the details. Can you tell about the details? Like 1904 or something or something. They passed this law, maybe in the 1800s, and they go back and use that one law, that one access, that one case law to be able now to use. They just used it recently to be able to tax everybody for health care. And they have a right to for commerce. It's a commerce law,
right?
And with that, it just been used for everything. You know,
they try to bring it in so smoothly, and you don't even take notice. But that's what this whole green initiative is all about.
Yeah,
it's about every which way to add another tax to you.
Yeah, and so if they can begin to create something that the United Nations has to be over. That they'll regulate it, then you're looking down the road. They're going to say, well, you know, gun control, you know, this is the stuff about, you know, the Islamic radical terrorists. You know, we need to be able to, the reason their issue is guns. And so they begin to control everybody's guns because one bad guy has a gun. That's how they're trying to do it in America now. So then it's just progression.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you let fear run your life, the more freedoms you're going to give up till eventually you have no freedoms at all. And it's, you have to be willing to die for what you believe in. You have to be willing to die for what you believe in. And there's nothing more exciting to be around somebody who is willing to give their life for the cause that they believe in. I mean, it's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, those are people that, and the thing is that Jesus was willing to give his life for you.
Wow.
The disciples were willing to lay down their life for the cause. Many men and women were willing to lay down their life so the church can move on and advance and the kingdom could expand. Americans laid in their life so we could have the freedom of the Constitution.
Right.
Wow. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do as American citizens? Are we going to continue to fight for freedom? Are we going to continue to honor the Constitution? Are we going to continue to honor those who have gone before us? Or did they all die in vain? And you look at the sacrifice that built this country, and you look at what happened. It's like, and we have to remember. We have to remember.
Right. And then the thing is that first read it. Read the Constitution before you say, yeah, that's right, I'll die for it. And read the Ten Commandments before you demand them to be on somebody's wall. And understand this, that you have to understand, no matter what, you got to answer this question. Is Jesus worth laying your life down for? Is America worth laying your life down for? And if you can't answer those two questions, yes, I mean, you're not going to fight. I mean, you're not going to stand up for what's right. But if you look and see what's right, and if you think America, if you know, standing up for Jesus is right, and we're supposed to do that as believers, and in second place, standing up for your country is right, then you think, you know what, it's worth the next generation had the freedom to worship God for me to be able to do that. I'm going to stand up and just say, I'm going to use, and that means this. I'm just going to use my freedom to worship God openly. I'm not going to be muzzled down. I'm not going to be restrained, you know, up until they take my freedom away, and may it never happen. But I'm going to use my freedom for Jesus. You know, so let the history books be said of us, and let it be said, hopefully, of you as you're listening, that you did not waste and squander the First Amendment, that you used it to its last moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.